Not late, but you know, there's not a lot of time to get some songs in, so I think if we start a few minutes early, we'll let people keep coming in, but we've got a lot more kids up here in these first few rows than maybe we have at a Sunday school at home, so we have plenty to start with, right? So let's go ahead and maybe we can sing a few songs while we have another 3 or 4 minutes while people can keep coming in. Who would like to pick one? All right. Miss Jacqueline, which one would you like? Number 7. Okay. Let's see if I figure out how to turn this off. I don't want to sing solo. Okay. Let's sing the first and the last verse of number 7. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is the hymn that starts out, God loved the world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. Salvation full at highest cost, he offers free to all. Maybe we could just sing one verse and then the chorus. Check, check. Ooh, there we go. All right. Okay, well, we just sang about free. You know, there's not a whole lot in this world anymore that's free. I think Mr. Wally mentioned, or no, somebody, I forget now. Yeah, about 10 cents yesterday. Being able to buy something for 10 cents. You know, that's, you can't hardly do that anymore, can you? Not even a piece of candy. No, but things cost a lot. But here's something we just sang that you can have for free. It costs a lot to someone. We'll talk about that a little more later, maybe. Okay, let's see. Who else wants to pick a song? Which one would you like to sing, Lincoln?
Number 5.
Let's see. Maybe that's great. We can do that. But I should have mentioned, if we look at the back page, if you kind of close it all up like this and flip it over and look at the back side, there's some hymns here, some little songs that you might know a little better than, and that's fine. We can pick them out anywhere, but those ones on the back might know those ones a little bit better. Let's sing number 5 and maybe the first and last verse of number 5. This one is, oh, happy day that fixed my choice. I think we all know this one. This one's very good. Okay, well, you know, sometimes we may have things come in life, and they might be hard, but you know, if we have something that we talked about in this song that we sang about, we should all be happy, right? We can all be happy, not only right here, not only on our face. You know, that's wonderful to have a smile on your face. That's wonderful. You know, sometimes there's things that might put a smile on our face, but it may not be what we're talking about here. But how about in here? How about in here? Are we happy? Do we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior? Have you put your faith and trust in the man that hung on that cross, the cross of Calvary? If you have, you can truly be happy, and you can truly no, your sins are gone. That's why we can be happy. You know, sin brings sadness, the opposite of happy. You know, I often like to talk about opposites, but sin brings sadness and eventually death. But the gift of God is eternal life through, help me out. Who? Who? Can one of you tell me? Who can give us eternal life? Who is it? The Lord Jesus. You know, I think I'm going to carry this around so everyone else can hear as well. I'll try to see if I'm not the most techie person, but we'll see if we can figure these out, okay? Maybe you guys can help me. All right? Very good. The Lord Jesus. That's where true happiness comes from. And without him, you can't have it. You can't have true happiness. Okay. I'm going to keep looking up like this because I don't want to run out of time, okay? So if you see me looking up, I'm looking at that clock. You know, sometimes I'm not the best at standing up here. I had a I got a little girl that told me this morning, don't worry, there'll be people looking at you. No pressure. Sometimes it feels a little pressured up here, but that's okay. All right. Okay, let's sing another one. Who else would like to pick one? Okay. Oh, what is your name?
Angelina.
What is it?
Angelina.
All right. Could you tell me which one you would like to pick?
Number 46.
All right. Number 46. Let's sing that one. Oh, this is another one. Isn't a good one? All right. Number 46. This is glad, T-I-D-I-N-G-S. What does that spell? Glad what? What does it spell? Glad tidings. Good news. You know, there was a man last night that told me, sometimes we don't think about it like this, but he said, I hear you get to take the gospel in the morning. Sometimes we call it the Sunday school, but we're here because there's good news. Good news about the Lord Jesus, the gospel. Good news, right? Glad tidings. All right, let's sing number 46. Okay, I see G-I-R-L-S up here, and I see B-O-Y-S up here. Can somebody tell me what those spell? What does that spell? Can you tell me?
Boys and girls.
Boys and girls, that's right. And you know what? There's a whole lot of people sitting behind you. Don't worry, no pressure, all right? They love you. They love you, boys and girls. And they want something so much for you. And we're here this morning to talk about that. There's a man on high in the glory that loves you even more than they do. And we're going to talk about him. He loved you so much that he came down here. He became a man because he loved you. And he wanted you to be with him. His name is Jesus. He loves you. All right, let's sing another one. I saw your hand up. Which one would you like to pick?
60 Sighs.
Okay. Do you know what the name of it is? Or maybe that's a big number. Maybe it's not in this one. But if you know the number, if you know the name of it, we can definitely sing it. 665? Somebody know what that one is? Oh, perfect. Okay. Let's sing Oh Happy Day. All right? Let's sing that one. Am I on? All right. I found out something pretty neat a little bit ago. And there's a man sitting in the very back corner that I really appreciate. I think has control over this. I don't know. But his name is Titus. You know, I don't very often meet another person that has the same name as me, but I think Titus is helping me out back there. That's kind of fun to say, you know? All right. Who else has a song? Let's sing maybe one or two more. Oh, boy, there are lots of songs okay. Which one would you like to pick? 30? Okay. Let's sing number 30. Okay. Let's sing the first and the last verse of number 30. This is Weeping Will Not Save Me, number 30. Okay, no other way, only through that man we've been talking about this morning, the Lord Jesus, can we be saved. Now, what are we talking about being saved? You know, we talk about that word a lot, but saved from what? Why do we need to be saved? Saved from our sins, right? Now, how many of you, let's see, on the front row, how many of you have ever sinned? Some of you think that maybe you're pretty good. How many have sinned? Raise your hand if you've sinned. You know, mine, I can't reach high enough. There's a verse that tells us in the Word of God, it says, all have sinned. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Saved from our sins, saved from hell. If you don't come to know the Lord Jesus, this man we've been talking about, you don't have a happy future ahead of you unless you turn to Him. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is something, I don't want to give it away yet. So we're going to talk about the Lord Jesus and some things to do with how He loves us and what He's done for us, okay? All right, I think I said two more. So maybe we'll do one more and then we'll say the verse. Which one would you like to pick?
Number 40.
Number 40. Okay. Okay. This is a really good one. All right, we're going to sing number 40. This one is Jesus Loves Me, and I think we all know this one. I usually butcher the order of the verses, but we'll just sing two verses of this for sake of time. Let's sing number 40. We'll sing the first and the last. Okay. Well, let's ask the Lord for His help, and then we'll say the verse. How does that sound? Okay. Let's talk to the Lord Jesus. You can close your books and your eyes, and we'll talk to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee so much this morning that we can be here to talk about Thee, that man who loved us and gave Himself for us. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee so much for all that Thou didst do there at Calvary. Bear our sins in Thine own body on the tree. Thank Thee for Thy precious blood that was shed to cleanse us, to bring us nigh to God. Lord Jesus, our concern this morning is that perhaps there's one boy, one girl, who hasn't yet decided for Christ, hasn't yet put their faith and trust in Thee, Lord Jesus. This morning we would earnestly cry to Thee for that one or ones, that they might see their need this morning and come to Thee while there's yet time, before it's too late. We just ask Thy blessing, ask Thy help, Lord Jesus, in Thy precious and Thy worthy name we pray, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you know, would it be okay? I know a lot of times when we say the verse, we go around and we go down to everyone, and we are, that clock keeps ticking, and it keeps going down 1 second at a time, and it's going to run out here before very long. Go to the number, that means, uh-oh, we're done. But what if we just all say the verse together? Would that be okay? Would that be okay? Sometimes I think kids might like that. Then they don't feel like they have to stand up and talk into this thing. And if you like to, you're welcome to, but let's see if we can say the verse together. Maybe I can get some help as to where the verse is found. Anybody happen to remember the reference? If not, that's okay.
Isaiah 53:6.
All right, thank you. Isaiah 53:6. So let me find it here. See, how am I going to do this? Put that right there. Okay. Let's find Isaiah 53. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. If not, you can just listen. Okay, Isaiah 53:6 says, you remember what it says, all we like sheep, you remember that one? Okay, let's say that together, and I'm going to click this thing off, and you guys can talk really loud, because I'd like to hear everyone to be able to hear you all saying the verse, okay? Here we go. There's somebody else that could hear, the people way in the back, I'm sure they couldn't hear. But you know what? The Lord Jesus could hear that. And He loves to hear you children memorize. What is this? The Bible. What else? What is the Bible? What is the Bible? What is it? It's the book of life. I love that answer. This is the Word of God, right? Is that what you were going to say? It's the Word of God. Absolutely. Okay. So, you know, I want to talk about something this morning, and it's not necessarily the verse that we said, but I'm sure we could tie that in somehow. Something I want to talk about. And it's interesting that we've had a... I'm not the best at these things, and it's interesting. Some of the people back there can't always hear very good, so I'm going to try to do something here. Check, check. One, two, or whatever they say. All right. Can everyone hold your hand up if you can hear me? In the front row, too. Hold your hand up if you can hear me. I think I see almost every single hand up. That's great. That's great. Okay. That's what I want to talk about. Okay? Okay. So, you know, why do I want to talk about check, check, one, two? Right? Well, there is something that each one of you have, each one of you have, that God has made. There's lots of things, right? There's lots of things. You know, I love little kids. They're about this tall. You walk up to a little boy or a little girl, and you say, "Where's your head?" And they go like this, right? You walk up to a little boy or a girl, that same one, and you say, "Where's your eyes?" What do they do? What do they do? Show me. Yeah, they go like this, right? And the same little boy or girl, you ask, "Where's your nose?" Right? Feels kind of funny doing it when you're 10 or so. But, yeah, try 40, right? This is the one I want to talk about. Where's your ears? Where's your ears? Yeah, right here? We sing a song a lot that's, "Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear." Right? Our ears. So I want to read a verse here. It is in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 20. And it says, you don't have to turn to all these verses. I may turn to some different verses, but you're welcome to. It's nice, but you don't have to if you don't. Have your Bible there. It says in verse 12, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." So we know that, right? The Lord made our ears and our eyes so we could hear. Important, right? That's what I want to talk about. Let's turn to another verse. In Matthew, be a little out of context here, but Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15 says, "He that hath," what are these? "Ears," I heard it, "to hear." I got one on both sides. I think all of you have one on both sides. "Ears to hear, let him hear." You know, there's lots of things that we can hear. There's lots of noises that we can hear. There's lots of voices that we can hear. There's lots of things. You know, this morning I was hearing something come flying in, and it landed somewhere close by. We're not very far from an airport, right? They kind of make a roaring noise when they come in. Can any of you think of a noise or a voice or anything that you hear every day? Every day. Or every night. What do you hear? Oops, let me grab this. We want everyone to be able to hear. What's something that you hear? Just anything.
People talking.
People talking. All right. Especially in here. Sometimes we hear people talking, and if there's all of these people in here and they're all talking at one time, we hear, right? And we don't even know what they're saying. Okay, there's lots of noises, and it doesn't really mean anything to our ears, but it's people talking, all right? What else? Anybody else have an idea of something that they hear every day?
Birds singing.
Ooh, I like that one. Birds singing. That's nice. That's a really nice one. Yeah. Sometimes you may have a bird feeder, and my dad and mom have a little hummingbird feeder, and it's so neat to watch them come. Well, I don't know. I guess you can't hear a hummingbird sing, but it goes bzzz, like that kind of, right? Call it singing. Somebody else had their hand up. Did you have your hand up? What do you think? What is something you hear every day?
Airplanes flying by.
Airplanes, yeah. Yeah, that's a loud noise, right? When they come in. I don't know. I'm not. Something like that. Okay? Maybe one or two more. Anybody else have a thought? Okay. What is something that you hear every day?
My brother's and sister's voice.
Oh, your brothers and sisters. All right, their voice. Very good. Yeah, that's nice. You know, sometimes my wife and I have talked a little bit about it. But, you know, there's sometimes maybe there's a mess around the house. I don't know if this is a good example here, but bear with me. Maybe there's a mess around the house. But you know what? All the little voices, how sweet those little voices are. There wouldn't be a mess if there wasn't the sweet little voices. We love those voices, right? That's nice. All right. Okay. How about, I'm glad you said that one, because that gets really close to what I want to talk about. How about the voice of your daddy and your mama? You hear that every day? Yeah? Or at least maybe one of them is at work or maybe doing something like that. But you hear their voices? And I'm going to guess that you've heard their voices since you were just born. And you didn't even know you could hear their voices, but you could hear their voices. Okay? You know, I'm going to guess that each one of you, your daddy or your mama, they would pick you up in their arms when you were little. And they would sing a song that we sang this morning. Any guesses what I think it might be? What do you think?
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me. That's wonderful. You know? Your daddy and your mama, they love you. More than you know. Much more than you know. But they love you so much. They want to make sure that you come to know the person that they love. And the person that loves you far more than they could ever love you. Let's read a verse. Sometimes we hear our daddy or dad or mom, and maybe they tell us to do something. Like, I don't know. What do you guys have to do? Clean your room? Clean? No, your rooms probably don't ever get dirty, do they? No? Yeah, they do at our house. Clean your room? And how many of you have ever just kind of do what's called in one ear and out the other? And you would rather do something else? It's not good, right? But I'm going to guess that if you were honest, you'd probably all have to raise your hands, right? Here's a verse. Oh, boy. I forgot to watch the time here. It says, you don't have to turn to it for sake of time. Let's go here. Proverbs again. Chapter 1 and verse 8 says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hearing what they have to say, our father, our dad, our daddy, our mama, right? And then just hearing that noise is not enough, right? There's another verse. I'm just going to read it here quickly. This is a very, very important part of that. In Ephesians chapter 6, and the first verse says, and I'm pretty sure one of you could help me finish it. Children, obey. Anybody tell me how the rest of the verse goes?
Your parents.
Very good. In the Lord. What does it say after that? For this is right. This is right. The word of God is telling us, obey our parents in the Lord. For this is right. Very important. It's not just when we feel like it. Right? Obey. Obedience is very important to learn while we're very young. As we grow up, it's important to make sure that we're obeying. You know, again, I want to tell you that your daddy and your mama, they love you so much. And you know, I quoted a verse to a brother yesterday. And I think about it a lot, and this is going to be maybe a verse that your dad or your mom would appreciate. It is in 3 John. Don't really have to say chapter 1 because there's only one chapter, right? And verse 4, it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Truth. You remember that verse that says, somebody said, who was it? That says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who said that?